Obstinate?
House State Administration Committee will come to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
This is House State Administration Committee, March 30th, 2017. Vice Chair McCamey?
Here.
Vice Chair Bennett?
Here.
Representative Buckmeyer?
Absent.
Here.
Representative Custer?
Here.
Representative Fleming?
Here.
Representative Garner?
Here.
Representative Grieve?
Here.
Representative Heyman?
Here.
Representative Cargiella?
Here.
Excuse me.
Oh, it wasn't me. But I am here.
Close.
Representative Knutson?
Excused.
Representative Lentz?
Here.
Representative Price?
Here.
Representative Sills?
Here.
Representative Shaw?
I'm still here.
Representative Skies?
Here.
Representative Staffenson?
Here.
Representative Swanson?
Here.
Representative Webb?
Here.
Representative Weber?
Here.
Chair Mandeville?
Here. Quorum is present. Few announcements. Please silence your cell phones. We do not have any bill hearings today, so I'm not going to go through that. We have two bills scheduled for executive action. We're going to start with Senate Bill 43. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 43 be concurred in.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion on the bill? I will mention that I talked to some people in appropriations that have some experience with the long-range building program. Didn't hear any concerns with the bill. Sounds like a good bill to me. I really like the sideboards it provides. I think it's going to make the program stronger going into the future, so I'm going to be a yes on the bill. Further discussion? Question having been called, let's do a voice vote. Is that okay? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Proxies?
Representative Knutson votes aye by proxy.
Representative Cargiella votes aye by proxy.
Senate Bill 43 has been concurred in, and State Administration, is there a volunteer to carry the bill on the floor?
You know, I'm carrying kind of a companion bill, so I carry bills.
Was there a volunteer?
I'll take it.
Representative Bachmeyer will carry Senate Bill 43. Next, let's consider Senate Bill 158. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 158 be concurred in.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Representative Staffenson?
Mr. Chair, I move amendment SB 015801.
Okay, we'll let that amendment come around. Okay, it looks like the amendment's about around. Representative Staffenson, would you like to describe what your amendment does?
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I brought this amendment. I really like the idea of celebrating and trying to move forward, and I think it's easier to do that if we strike this line from the bill.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Representative Bennett?
Mr. Chair, I don't understand the point of this. I think that this is taking away a line that I think talks to the history of what Juneteenth is all about. I mean, tyranny and oppression is what slavery was, and the cause of liberty is about breaking the bonds of tyranny and oppression. So I think that this makes a lot of sense as written, and I don't think there's any need for us to change this bill and have to send it back to the Senate. I think that it's a pretty common sense idea that we want to be able as Montanans to stand with people who had to go through a lot in the Civil War era and support Juneteenth in our African American community, and I think that this doesn't make a lick of sense.
Further discussion on the amendment? I'm going to chime in. I had asked I think this talks to the amendment, some of the reasoning behind the amendment. I had asked the sponsor to if she could get us some examples of language in other states, and you should have a copy of my email conversation with the sponsor. She emailed my non-state account, so just disclose that. It is my personal email there. But you do have the email in front of you. It shows the Wyoming and Idaho text, and you know, I look through it, and it's very to the point in these other states. We kind of have the bill in front of us kind of turns the Juneteenth National Freedom Day into a run-on sentence, and I don't know what the point of doing that is. So really, this amendment's even a little more restrained than I think it even could be. We're celebrating, you know, assuming this bill passes, we're celebrating Juneteenth, which is stated in the whereases, is Juneteenth Independence Day, the anniversary of emancipation in the South. That's what Juneteenth is. And that's what I'd like to see the bill celebrate. So I'm going to support the amendment. Further discussion on the amendment? Representative Bachmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that Juneteenth is a celebration of emancipation from tyranny and oppression, so I'll be voting no on this.
Representative Webb.
Mr. Chair, I agree with the sponsor of the amendment. This is a celebration, and we're ending it on a negative note if we are saying that they yet suffer from tyranny and oppression. And I can't say for other states, but we are talking about our state, and I don't believe that our African Americans yet suffer from tyranny and oppression in our state.
Further discussion on the amendment? Representative Fleming.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure how this could be accomplished, but possibly if those words come off, it could just go to rededicate ourselves to the cause of liberty for all people. Just a thought.
Further discussion on the amendment? Representative Bennett.
Mr. Chair, I'm just going to add one more piece here. I think that you have to look at the context of the full sentence, and I think that Representative Fleming really touched on that. It says, to celebrate the freedom won by people in many countries and to rededicate ourselves to the cause of liberty for people who yet suffer from tyranny and oppression. So it's talking about hope. It's talking about remaining vigilant. I mean, it's talking about making sure that we never go back to a world where, you know, one race of people is enslaved to another. And I think that's exactly what Juneteenth is about. It's about a celebration of what we've achieved and being vigilant to make sure that that never happens again. And I think that that's exactly what we want to talk about here. I do not think that it is such a stretch for the Montana legislature to be opposed to tyranny and oppression. So I'm going to oppose this amendment.
Further discussion on the amendment?
Question.
Question having been called. Let's do a roll call vote. This is on the amendment.
Vice Chair McCamey.
Aye.
Vice Chair Bennett.
No.
Representative Lenz.
Aye.
Representative Bachmeyer.
No.
Representative Custer.
Yes.
Representative Fleming.
No.
Representative Garner.
Yes.
Representative Grief.
Yes.
Representative Heyman.
No.
Representative Knutson.
Representative Knutson votes aye by proxy.
Representative Karjala.
No by proxy.
Representative Price.
No.
Representative Sales.
Yes.
Representative Shaw.
Yes.
Representative Skies.
Aye.
Representative Stephenson.
Aye.
Representative Swanson.
No.
Representative Webb.
Yes.
Representative Weber.
No.
Chair Mandeville.
Yes.
Motion carries 12-8.
Amendment is on the bill. Is there an amendment on the, is there a motion on the bill as amended? Representative McCamey.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 158 be concurred in as amended.
Is there discussion on the bill as amended?
Question.
Question having been called. Let's do a roll call vote.
Vice Chair McCamey.
Aye.
Vice Chair Bennett.
Yes.
Representative Lenz.
Aye.
Representative Bachmeyer.
Yes.
Representative Custer.
Yes.
Representative Fleming.
Yes.
Representative Garner.
Yes.
Representative Grief.
Yes.
Representative Heyman.
Yes.
Representative Karjala.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Knutson.
Aye. Representative Knutson votes aye by proxy. Excuse me.
Representative Price.
Aye.
Representative Sales.
Yes.
Representative Shaw.
Yes.
Representative Skies. Representative Stephenson.
Yes.
Representative Swanson.
Yes.
Representative Webb.
Yes.
Representative Weber.
Yes.
Chair Mandeville.
Yes.
Motion carries 20-0.
Senate Bill 158 has been concurred in House State Administration. Is there a volunteer to carry the bill on the floor? Representative Stephenson.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, Representative Heyman, I didn't see your hand first. Okay. Representative Stephenson will carry Senate Bill 158 on the floor. Okay, committee, that finishes up our executive action as scheduled. Are there any other motions, comments? Okay, Ms. Gurr.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I handed out on your desk a little evaluation form that my supervisor asked me to hand out to you. And there's an envelope in the back. It's a manila.
It's on the podium there.
On the podium. If you just fold it up and stick it in there on your way out, or there's a basket by Susan Fox's office. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I do have a question.
Representative McCamey.
Mr. Chair, are we still... Excuse me. Mr. Chair, are we still doing a dinner on Monday night?
So, yes, the plan is, as far as I know, and I'll text the vice chairs to confirm and let staff know as well when everything is figured out. But, yes, that is still the plan for a committee dinner Monday evening. Does anyone know whether or not they'll be able to make it or not make it? Let's just see a show of hands if you're planning on attending. Monday.
Ray's halfway up.
Okay. Okay. So I'll let him know that it looks like all 22 are coming. Does anyone know whether or not they'll bring a plus one or two? Raise your hand if you have a plus one or two. Okay. So we'll...
Where are we going? I'm just...
I don't know yet.
But you'll let us know.
I will let you know.
No.
Bring money or pay money in advance?
So the Secretary of State's office has expressed a willingness to sponsor it, so I'm working with them and seeing if maybe we can find a co-sponsor or two as well.
Do we know where?
No.
Can I make a suggestion?
Representative Weber.
Just a suggestion, like the windbag where they have TVs so we can watch the games.
Oh, yeah.
I did suggest a sports bar type atmosphere so we could watch anyone but Gonzaga play in the national championship.
Sore loser.
Sports bars have all of the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussions, question on that? Like I said, I'll if I hear something confirmed, I'll let the vice chairs know, and they can disseminate the information. Further questions, comments, concerns? I'm not. Well, Representative Shaw.
Just for everybody's information, I think it's at 11 o'clock, the Vietnam veteran.
Oh, very good. On Saturday.
Honoring the Vietnam veterans is outside.
It's tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, today.
Okay. Okay. We'll make sure we're done by then, Representative Shaw. I'm not planning on meeting tomorrow. We just finished up our bill list. I do not expect that this is the last meeting of this committee. It does sound like there are some bills in play in the Senate that could be referred to us or study bills on the House side. So I do expect we're going to be back. But just in case, I wanted to make sure to take this opportunity to thank the our staff and secretary for doing such a good job keeping us on task, answering questions, drafting amendments. Anything further good for the cause?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I'm glad I had such capable vice chairs to keep me in line.
Oh, three of them.
With that, House State Administration is adjourned. Be listening for instructions on our next meeting. Meeting. Instructions on our next